This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator. My name is Derek Gallimore. Today, I'm joined by Carmen Reyes, who is an architect, and I have personally used in Manila to fit out my office. Now, the reason why I'm talking to Carmen is because she's actually just a ball of knowledge about a lot of stuff, so there's good insight there. But there's a natural journey that a lot of people that outsource take, and it's very common for people to take one, two, or three staff and start with a BPO, but then eventually branch out on their own, incorporate, and fit out their own office, just like a normal business in your own country. And if you want to do that, that's good, but there's a lot of things to consider if you're going to do that. And Carmen provides some great insight into all of that in this podcast. So it's a little bit left of center, but there's some really good nuggets there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy. If you do want any information about Carmen or anything discussed on this podcast, go to our website, and it is outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode 38. Enjoy. Today, we are joined by Carmen Reyes of Core Design. Carmen's an architect here in Manila, and I have actually used Carmen previously for a fit out of one of our offices, and she provided exceptional advice and work. So, hi, Carmen, how are you? And thank you for hi. That fit out.
Hi, thank you too. Thank you for. I'm glad I was able to meet the expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. So today, and as you know, our audience are most likely sitting outside of the Philippines and maybe in the US and the UK, and there are very different standards in office housing and you know, sort of office standards. What I would like to discuss with you initially is to give people an idea of standard office environments in Manila, specifically what you would find within, you know, BPO and outsourcing environments, maybe in relationship to a cheaper outsourcing in the province and then one maybe in Manila, for example.
Well, I guess the first thing, there would be a full range of types of offices, different categories, different treatments. But the basic office is pretty standard. There's usually some kind of soundproofing material, a lot of soft finishing, carpet somewhere, storage space. But I think what would be more significant for this country in particular, just because of the culture, would be an open layout where there's connections, workspaces are all in one space. There's fewer partitioning.
Right.
So
and that is
there's
because
a lot
they
of,
have a strong sense of community, and also then yes, the pantry yes. or the canteen kitchen area is very important
yes,
for a BPO.
Of course. That's where a lot of the socialization happens. So it's very, very important. Filipinos are very relational. They're very sociable. They always need to connect with other people. Right. So it's always a good thing to provide them. They tend to get very lonely
yeah.
if they're forced to be isolated. Yeah.
And so yeah. there's maybe quite a common misconception or maybe just a knowledge gap of what kind of conditions outsourcing staff are kept in. And, you know, right at one extreme, there's maybe an idea of people are sitting in a sweatshop. But the reality mm-hmm. is quite different, isn't it? I mean, some
yeah.
BPOs are so specialist that you've got, you know, three or four monitors and you've got
right.
Huge amount of IT software. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's very case to case again. But I think that there is, I would say, as long as they are given a level of flexibility in terms of how they can dress up, their spaces, their workstations. Like a degree of personalization is allowed, like having their little objects, their, you know, little mementos, things of the family, something nostalgic. If they're able to kind of personalize their space and express, use it as a means of expression of who they are. Right. And of course, everybody understands, like, you know, once you're out of the professional time zone and then back in the pantry, where you're able to chill out a little bit more, it comes through. But then everyone is very keen on having that kind of expressiveness and connection with other people. So it's a very personal thing. And I wouldn't, like, the sweatshop idea, I think it's a little bit...
Yeah, I mean, that's extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit extreme. We're functioning like the rest of the world, I would say. We're not behind bars and we're not cramped like sardines, for the most part, in any case, as far as I can tell. There are restrictions in terms of density for office spaces, for number of workers, per square meter, for example.
And it is actually very heavily regulated in the Philippines, isn't it, for better it or is. Worse maybe, but it says something that certainly it is very well, there's quite a pro-labor aspect to the Philippines, and certainly the BPO sector isn't there, so there's a lot of organizations that are overlooking the office environment and ensuring that it's safe and healthy and things like that.
It's just a matter of like getting these permits. For example, you have the occupancy permit and they really check like how many people are you fitting into this space. And FEZA in particular is quite strict with the regulations. The fire code restrictions, because there's the annual fire inspection.
Right.
And there is also a density rule. Which is, it's just a little tricky, because the rule for one agency is different from the rule for another agency, and, you know, there's no consensus. Yeah, so it's just, you just have to find the more stringent one and then go with it.
And a little known but slightly fun fact is it true that when you have over a certain amount of staff within a building, you have to provide a health and safety nurse? Is that correct?
I have not actually come across this
project. Maybe
that's
veering a little away from architecture. Yeah. But I heard that if you have over 50 staff, then you need either a resident nurse or certainly a nurse on call.
That's interesting. It would make sense to have one on call. I mean, the Department of Labor, I expect, has a lot of considerations.
Right.
And health and safety is always top of line. Human resources are important in that sense. Yeah, they're just out to protect the workforce. I think that there may be a tendency for employers to, of course, I mean, it's always bottom line that's the major concern. So you want to fit in as many people as possible. You want to get people working as long as possible. You know, I guess they're just preventing any kind of abuse.
And it is funny that, I wanted to have a chat to you about the physical space, but you actually veered more towards the softer aspects and, you know, building the community and getting them engaged. And maybe that's, you know, what makes you such a good architect. But that is really front and center for a lot of BPOs and office environments, isn't it? Because, of course, just like in the West, if people are disengaged, if people don't want to come to work, then they're not going to work as hard and efficiency will drop. But it's maybe more the case in the Philippines, because the workplace for Filipinos is almost like a second family, isn't it? So it's quite a strong
bond. It is. Again, it's always the social aspect. Everyone is constantly building a network. They're building a community wherever they're at. And it's very easy for Filipinos to get demotivated if conditions aren't right, if they're not appreciated. They're also, I'm sure you've heard of that article that cited the Filipinos as the most emotional race in the world.
Right. No,
so they make a lot of it. Yeah, no, check it out. I think it was at CNN or one of those. It's like an international publication.
Right.
And yeah, they've noticed it, that Filipinos are the most emotional. So a lot of their decisions are based on how they're feeling.
Right.
So if something happens in the workplace, like maybe to a lesser degree for yuppies or people who are in a more corporate setting, because there's protocol that they need to follow.
Mm.
But there are cases for some companies where people just won't show up for work because they don't, you know, they just don't want to, or they'll just go with absent without leave over a family emergency.
Yeah.
You know, like all these cases. I think more in the construction industry, I've been told that day after payday, workers don't show up for work.
Yeah.
Without letting know, you know, it's
very much a huge consideration, isn't it? Having obviously mm-hmm. managed people in an office myself, there is a higher level of volatility and maybe reduced mm-hmm. reliability in the workforce overall. So,
yes.
So then again, that's why you have an office environment, and that's why you have systems in place and redundancy.
Correct.
And KPIs.
Correct.
To
And it's helpful to have someone on top of building company culture.
Mm.
So the conduct manual would be very important in setting the tone for the new hires.
Mm.
And this is no longer environment related, but operational. But I mean, I'll just touch on it briefly
since it's
actually quite significant. Just communicating. If a certain culture that someone would want to have in place is desired, that needs to get in there from the get-go. And it takes, I think, a very important person, either HR or a manager, or just someone who understands how to set this in place.
Mm.
It's important to have someone like this, just to make sure that, you know, you're not addressing things as they come along, and things are just, you know, the standard is set from the very beginning, so that gets expressed through the hiring process, and then through the conduct manual or the company manual, like what's allowed, what's not allowed.
Mm.
And yeah, of course, implementation in the end, and consistency.
Yeah, they're very good points, aren't they? Because it's and I think what people would notice coming from the West is the people in the Philippines do appreciate a lot more structured environment. And it's sort of popularized in the West to have a startup environment with, you know, 5, 10, 20 people with virtually no structure. And
sure.
Filipinos don't really respond so well in that environment. Do they?
No,
they prefer the structure.
Well, yeah, the abuse can go both ways. If there's a little bit too much leniency, then yeah, they tend to. I guess we're a little less mature in that sense, that we're unable to self-regulate as well when we're given too much freedom. Yes.
Well, that actually that occurred to me a few times. I mean, the BPO industry is relatively mature at about 20, 25 years old, but in terms of the general population of the Philippines working within an office environment. I mean, in London, you know, people have been working in offices for 200 years. But here, is it maybe because it is more of a first generation and into the second generation where any real volumes are working in offices? So there is a kind of a maturation phase there? Do you think that? That's a deep philosophical thought.
That's a difficult thing to. Well, there. I mean, offices have been around for a while here. Although I would say it's a highly imported, just like our educational system, just like almost everything, our laws, our policies, medical system. A lot of it's imported from the U.S. Or maybe some remnant of old Spain.
Mm-hmm.
I think we culturally were accustomed to having these foreign things imposed on us.
Right.
Yeah, so I can't say actually. I haven't really thought about this.
It was a bit of a
that much of an to that extent, but
field.
I mean, it's definitely something to think about. It's definitely a consideration. But yes, I mean, there is the whole history as well to consider. Colonization, culture, Also the way the government treats the citizens. There've been a lot of, I won't touch on politics, but there's a lot of
professors. Back for another episode on that one, Carl.
I can refer somebody.
Oh, that's perfect. No, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much, Carmen. And if people want to get in touch with you, how could they reach out? And I will also put that article in the show notes, and also we'll have your full contact details in the show notes. But
yeah, sure.
What is your preferred access?
Email. I can be reached by email.
Sure.
At coredesign_studio@yahoo.com.
Great. Okay, I hope you got some good information there. It's really a bit of a hornet's nest to do a fit out. The Philippines is somewhat more bureaucratic than a lot of the West, in inverted commas, and it's not to be taken lightly. However, it is still a very good option if you are outsourcing and you want to go the next step. Because inevitably it is more economic in the long run. So if you want any more information about Carmen or this episode, go to our show notes, outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode38. And if you want anything answered, please do drop us an email. You can do that at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com, and we will get straight back to you. Thanks.